Chants of angry NPP MPs. Serving notice they will resist any form of intimidation by government as NIB officials storm the residence of Reverend Intim Fojo to execute an arrest warrant.
We want to assure the government that we will cooperate if they approach things in a decent manner. But we will not be intimidated.
We'll hear from the minority leader, Alexander Fayomakin, who has made a passionate appeal to President John Dramani Mahama to call his team to order as they demand a bipartisan probe into the activities of suspicious flights that touched down at CAIR.
His Excellency President Mahama, I don't see him as a politician. I see him as a statesman because this, his term is his final term. So those who work under him should help him to leave a legacy. What we are experiencing shouldn't be part of his legacy.
We have more tonight as the NPP calls for the sacking of Felix Kwachi Ofosu, insisting the security operatives who were unsuccessful in their arrest acted unconstitutionally.
I even applaud the president. The president quickly responded by saying that there should be collaborative investigation. Then all of a sudden, the spokesperson to the president, who is throwing his weight about, and he must be sacked.
You're calling for the sacking of Felix Kwachi Ofosu.
Undermining the position of the president.
We have details tonight on Top Story. Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. My name is Faustina Safo. Please stay for details. Tonight, the minority bears teeth at government, serving notice they will resist any form of intimidation. It comes as NIB officials earlier today stormed the residence of MP for Asin South, Reverend Intim Fojo, to execute an arrest warrant. For weeks now, the MP's allegations of drug trafficking that could be linked to some suspicious AirMed flights which touched down at the Kotoka International Airport have dominated the media. The minority in parliament, we know, escalated the issue by writing to the Dean of Diplomatic Corps seeking their intervention to bring finality to these allegations linked to these flights from Gran Canaria. The minority leader, Alexander Fayomakin, today made a passionate appeal to President John Mahama to call his team to order as they serve notice they will resist any form of intimidation.
This morning, we heard of this intimidation and harassment from the NIB. We least expected such a step to be taken by government by using agents of the state. Our country is a country of democracy.
Yes.
And I'm reiterating a point. His Excellency President Mahama, I don't see him as a politician. I see him as a statesman because this, his term is his final term. So those who work under him should help him to leave a legacy. What we are experiencing shouldn't be part of his legacy. 4 years is far, but near. Ghana has been in this exercise for years, and we don't need what we've experienced this morning. The caucus expressed a view through its authorized member, Mr. Intim Fojo, a reverend minister and a politician. If government disagree with views expressed, government can also tell a side of the story. This is democracy. It's not about we are inviting you, you come with armed men. You know about 20 of them. We don't need it. If you disagree, you disagree. In any event, the caucus is calling for a bipartisan inquiry into this matter. We should be able to judge. But, well, they have de-escalated. They've left. They've gone back to wherever they came from. We want to assure the government that we will cooperate if they approach things in a decent manner.
Absolutely.
But we will not be intimidated. We are few, but a mighty few, yeah, and a happy few. You know, there are serious matters for the state to consider. Joblessness, people lead jobs, the Galamsey issues. So far, they have not demonstrated seriousness in dealing with the Galamsey. If some agent of the state would want to pay attention to trivialities,
this is democracy.
Then it is going to be the beginning of the end of this government. Let me make it very clear that Reverend cannot be made an example. Reverend is not a loner. He has not walked alone.
Yes.
He will never walk alone. As a caucus, we have our various committee heads.
Yes.
And he is the leader of the Defense and Interior Committee
of
our caucus.
Yes.
And he speaks for the caucus.
The mighty man.
And he expresses the views of the caucus. So nobody should make any attempt to single him out and try to come here, intimidate him. He walks through this unfortunate valley of the shadow of death. But he will fear no evil. Because he works with his God and the strength of the mighty 88 behind him.
Minority leader there, Alexander Fenyomarkin. Well, the NIB was unsuccessful in the attempt to pick up the MP for Asin South, Reverend Intim Fojo, after the minority and leading members of the NPP massed up at his residence. Well, the General Secretary for the NPP, Justin Frimpong Kodia, says security agencies breached the protocol necessary to invite a member of parliament for questioning.
We fully support the position of the mighty minority group, and as espoused by our minority leader. We are a country governed by a rule of law, not rule of men. And as a member of parliament, at least how constitution, parliament standing orders, talks about the processes or the procedure by which a member of parliament can be invited. The first question we want to ask the current administration is, was that process followed? The chaos this morning was needless, unwarranted. At least, if indeed they were showing good faith, they would have gone through the process, the due process, written to the speaker that the member of parliament is to be invited or wants to be invited to the state security for interview or for questioning or for discussion or for to help in the investigation. But not this Rambo style.
Is it your briefing that letter hasn't been written to the speaker? If that doesn't happen, would mean that his immunity has been breached. What would the party do?
Well, at the end of the day, it's what we are doing today. That the due process has to be followed. The due process has to be followed. Has he committed any crime? But this time, we're expecting even the government to commend him.
Is there an official briefing on why the NIB is here?
Well, they have left. At least they have come to the realization that what they are doing is wrong. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional.
Did they tell you why they are here?
They were in there. What exactly did they?
Well, we just put it to them. That is not a question about your superior asking you to come and take an illegal action. And we spoke to them.
Which superior is that?
Right. They will know. Whether the director general, whether the director in charge of operation or from Jubilee House or maybe Fosu Kwachi send them. They will know. We can bring the whole party. If they are doing the right thing, they shouldn't be perturbed by the numbers. But because they know what they are doing is wrong, that's why they've left. So don't use the numbers as an excuse. But I want to assure them that the MPP, the opposition New Patriotic Party, is united more than ever.
Yes.
And none of our members will be intimidated.
Never.
They can call so many people who come and support them. There will be no intimidation. The due process must be followed. The due process must be followed. That's
General Secretary of the MPP there, Justin Frimpong Kodia. Well, my colleague James Aveji has been there all day. He joins me live in the studio. James, it's been quite a day for you, hasn't it? I'm quite interested in the demeanor of Reverend Intim Fojo. Tell me what exactly happened, a blow-by-blow account.
Well, for those who watched on TV, they would have realized that Reverend appeared a very cool, calm, collected person. He was not, did not express any form of fear when he appeared before the camera. Now, when we got to the residence of Reverend Intim Fojo at about 3 p.m. this afternoon, there was a crowd of supporters who were at the gate in the house, cheering us, giving their support at a point in time. They would raise a chant typically of the party's anthem, sing it to a point, and then they calm down. And when I got there and walked to the gate, it was then I met the General Secretary, Justin Kodia, who came out of the house to the gate and was asking the whereabouts of the minority leader, Alexander Panyomakin. And he was told that the leader was on his way coming to the house. Then he went back into the house, and then we got into the house and we saw a personnel of the National Investigation Bureau who were dressed in t-shirts at the top with trousers and strapped on their NIB vest. I counted at least four of them, one at the door of Reverend Tim Fojo, another at the gate of his house, and two other persons walking at the compound. And then two more security operatives who were dressed in mufti also in the house, and a number of police personnel. Those I can identify. Then the minority came out to address us in the sound that was played. We spoke to a few of them. The minority leader was there in the company of his minority whip. Frank Anodompre, the deputy, Habib was there, the former deputy speaker, former deputy finance minister, Binose Asari, and a host of prominent members of the minority, together with a party leadership led by Justin Frimpong Kodia, whose voice you heard earlier, and the national organizer of the NPP, together with the deputy general secretary, Haruna Mohammed. The national organizer of the party, Henry Nana Buachi, is insisting that the position the government spokesperson of the government spokesperson, Phyllis Ofosu Kwachi, took on the matter. You remember that he came out with a video explaining what happened to the incoming of those aircraft in question. He believes that his position to the matter, he believes it is in violation of the President John Dramani Mahama's directive for an investigation into the matter. And therefore, he, together with the MPP party, are calling for an immediate dismissal of him from the position of a government spokesperson due to what he has told us over the period and their position on the issue.
No intimidation.
You feel he's been intimidated?
Of course. I mean, we are not going to kowtow to such intimidating tactics from the ruling party. I mean, we have moved beyond days where we deploy state-sponsored arrest. No. What did he say? He's only mentioned that there are reasonable grounds to believe that there have been some dealings, underground dealings, regarding illicit drugs. What do you do? In fact, I even applaud the president. The president quickly responded by saying that there should be collaborative investigation. Then all of a sudden, the spokesperson to the president, who is throwing his weight about, and he must be sacked.
You're calling for the sacking of Phyllis Kwachi Ofosu?
Undermining the position of the president. He rather said that even the investigation is useless because Honorable Fojo did not provide any evidence. Meanwhile, the president had instructed that there should be a collaborative investigation. And then you, as a spokesperson to the president, you are rather supposed to amplify what the president says and then explain it further. You are rather articulating a position which is contrary to that of the president. Very bizarre. What are they hiding? We're calling for a commission of inquiry. That is a proper thing, and we have done it before. When we were in government, there were times where the opposition would raise allegations, and His Excellency, the President, would allow for some inquiry to be conducted in such matters, and that is exactly what we are seeing.
Well, thankfully, I have with me the legal advisor for Reverend Intim Fojo Samuel Atechan with me here on Top Story. I also have Professor P.G. Chia. He's a human rights lawyer. We appreciate your time, gentlemen. I'll start with you, counsel. I want to get an understanding. What is the briefing you've received from your client?
Well, in the first instance, I was a bit saddened relating to what happened on Saturday on the Joy FM program news file, because it was like this client of mine and also a former colleague in Parliament was virtually being intimidated, and that you were a candidate for jail. Guess what? The matters emanated from Parliament. If you pay regard to Article 115 of the 1992 Constitution, the very Constitution that gives us a new president, it provides as follows. There shall be freedom of speech, debate, and proceedings in Parliament, and that freedom shall not be impeached or questioned in any court or place out of Parliament. So when a member of Parliament raises an issue on the House floor and it catches national attention, and even there's a necessity to, with all respect, look into the matter, it shouldn't be anything untoward. We should bring us to the point of having, NIB personnel who are holding guns besieging his house to go and arrest him. Because as a matter of fact, when you want to do this kind of arrest, all you need to do is to bring it to the attention of the Speaker. Mr. Speaker, there is a very serious matter of consequence relating to Reverend Tim Fojo. Please advise him to meet us. But even now, what is serious? The Speaker has realized that if we are not careful, the members of Parliament can be harassed when they make speeches in on the House floor. So he said all the investigative authorities of government should come to the premises of Parliament, and then they will come and do the interrogation. This is what the Speaker has directed, so that you don't go and keep a member of Parliament at your pleasure for hours on end when he's supposed to be doing serious business in the House. So for my part, I believe that there was a serious attempt to undermine the Constitution and probably gag the minority in Parliament.
We hear that the NIB officials there were there to execute an arrest warrant. I know that they had a private meeting with Reverend Intim Fojo. In your interactions with him, did they show him that arrest warrant?
It took some time for me to arrive at his home. So I advised him on phone that let them show you why they are in your house, because that could also amount to violation of his right of privacy. So to show why you've come to, besiege a man's house. What is more interesting, if it is the order of a court of competent jurisdiction or whatever warrant you claim, you should see it. But my chief concern, ma'am, is this. Do you need an army of people to go and fetch an MP who spoke on the House of on the House floor to come to NIB? Can't was it not even very decent to say, hey, Mr. Speaker, this gentleman has to be investigated.
Point noted, but I just wanted some clarity. They did not show your client that arrest warrant. Is that the case?
At all. It was an invasion. They just came in there. They have the coercive powers of the state. They entered the premises. I'm telling you, this will happen.
As his legal advisor,
he didn't know why they stormed his house.
What is the next line of action?
Well, I think the minority leader was having conversations with the powers that be, and they piped down, and they said, well, as it stands now, they will let the operatives of NIB leave the premises. They should de-escalate, and then tomorrow, reasonable arrangements will be made as to how the interrogation will be done. But the question is he being interrogated to aid an investigation, or is being arrested? And how can you arrest a member of Parliament probably for spreading false information when the Constitution has made it clear at Article 115 that he has immunity. So when you are on the House floor and you are making arguments, you cannot say that what somebody has said at the House floor should be the subject matter of criminal investigations.
Mm.
So these are matters of grave consequences for our constitutional democracy. And we should look at it.
Mm. These are legitimate questions you are asking. And I'm wondering, as his legal advisor, what's the next line of action so he can get answers to these questions?
Well, what I've heard, and I wish to state it clearly, that the Speaker, has, in his wisdom, has laid down a precedent. Now, when it comes to investigations or interrogation of members of Parliament, they will always give you the space in Parliament and bring all that you require, and you come and do your interrogation or investigations. And they've done it for two members of Parliament already. So the President is there, and they are trying to get the attention of the Speaker to advise them that the member of Parliament is running now, he's not running away, he's not leaving the realm. So don't come across as if you want to blackmail him or intimidate him to stop what he's saying. So why don't you come in the civility of the environment in Parliament, and whatever you want to ask him concerning a matter, he could talk to you, of course, with a right to counsel.
Is it the case that his rights have been abused, and what exactly would you be doing about it?
Oh, in fact, his rights have been abused as far as I'm concerned. In the first instance, if you provoke Article 115, you can't answer. Because all that has happened emanated from his work in Parliament, and he was exercising his powers of... If there are criminal undertones to what he said, is that the way to get help? And are you going to arrest a member of Parliament like a common criminal? And where is he going to? You have the power... You have to look at the power of the Speaker, and the individual will be released to you, and go ahead with all your investigations.
Will you be heading to court?
In his house and invade his privacy, there are lots of violations that have taken place, and we'll have to advise him.
Will you be heading to court?
Well, not yet. A lot of things are being looked at. We want to take proper instructions from him, and then we'll know the next course of action, because we don't want to be running an ambulance as NIB is doing. You don't have to say that. Oh, is it treason? What is it that will make a whole battalion of NIB people go and arrest one man? Was he running away? Has he ever resisted arrest? So when people are trying to resist arrest, then you can take a battalion to go and fetch him. But the man is not even, they've not attempted to arrest him before.
Mm.
Has he pulled a gun so that you need people to surround him and disarm him? So please, what is going on is very untoward and doesn't sit well with our constitutional democracy.
Mm. Stay with me, Samuel. Let me bring in Professor Piejichia. He's a human rights lawyer. Let's just get a sense of what is happening and some legal education, really. The minority says that this raid or this arrest was unwarranted. They say that they breached parliamentary procedure in the attempt to invite the MP for questioning. Educate us. What exactly is the procedure if you want to invite a member of parliament for questioning?
Thank you for having me. I think the way this case has been handled, as it has been done in a manner that is not very politic, and the application of it has led to serious issues about application of wanton and unrestrained display and exercise of political power by the government in power. I think the first issue is whether, as a member of parliament, the Reverend Honorable Minister could raise the issue that he raised. I think he has that power and that privilege to do that. And it was about questioning something that they have had information on, and it indicated that he didn't have full knowledge of what has happened, and therefore he seemed to be raising the question so that the government can take a careful or second look at what happened with regard to the two planes, to be able to see what really what was contained in those flights, so that they'll be able to get to the bottom of the matter. Unfortunately, that was not how the government saw it and inviting him to come and give evidence and so on. Put the case in a different realm altogether, because the Honorable Member of Parliament is not a suspect in the case. And so the approach that was taken has led to this spiraling of the issue out of control. I think that going to the extent of seeking to arrest him in the first place, as I said, it doesn't seem to match what the law says.
Well, the NRB officials said that they went there to execute an arrest warrant, and that's why I wanted some education here.
Yes,
when it comes to inviting a member of parliament, I want to know, is it the case that you must always go through the speaker, especially when the house is on recess?
Yes, because when the house is on recess, MPs still have parliamentary functions they perform. Some committees do sit and so on. So the procedure is that you go through parliament. And I not long ago, there were two particular members of parliament whose cases, I think, went before the speaker. And he authorized their release for investigation and so on. I think that is what the law prescribes under the constitution and other standing orders of parliament. For a member of parliament, for the arrest to go through parliament, and that is through the speaker of parliament, before an arrest can be effected. Because the whole idea of this process being put in place is that the police work under the executive, and to avoid a situation where the executive can abuse its powers, this procedure is put in place so as to give some sort of immunity to parliamentarians in the course of doing their work. And what the Honourable Minister did was representing what his caucus has agreed that he, as a member on that committee, should put out there. So he's just voicing out what his caucus has agreed on. And therefore, to single him out and to try to bully him is not right. I think it's setting a bad precedent, and it is portraying the NDC as a government that seems to just want to rely on sheer power.
Should Intim Fodjo decide to press charges, what are the likely issues he can put before?
Well, certainly there are rights violations here. Even as an ordinary citizen, we don't know if there was an arrest warrant, and if. But in this particular context, a member of parliament, like I said, it has to go through a member of the speaker. So that is a violation of his right as a member of parliament, because it's an immunity he enjoys from service of process and arrest. So that certainly involves a violation of his rights. You can also place whatever he said under the Act on the Whistleblowers Act, that he was giving information about something that was improper that was done, and therefore it should set the stage for investigation to be carried on. And if there's some sort of investigation done by the government, was it clearly done in a way that shows that the other party was involved in the process, or whether it was done in an impartial manner?
Okay.
Because I see NPP asking for a bipartisan approach to deal with the matter.
Mm. Thank you so much, Council, for your time here on Newsnight. We also had earlier Samuel Atachan join us here on Newsnight. And that's how we wrap up the bulletin. We have more on Newsnight. My name is Faustina Safo. Over to you, Evan Spencer.